Okay, the celebration continues at Yahoo Sports Radio as we ring in a brand new year tonight at YSR. A ton of college football coverage already on this weekend show, but we're going to devote some time and even things out with some college basketball and some NBA news and notes. We've invited on our show Lee Klein, a contributor with Slam Magazine, and he also owns and operates the prestigious five-star basketball camps. We're going to get his thoughts on scouting some of the top 2015 NBA draft prospects. Obviously, a ton of chatter about the number one team in the country. We featured them last weekend, and that, of course, is Kentucky. And just kind of curious in terms of what some of those players are going to be able to do and take their game to the next level. It's always a pleasure to have with us Lee Klein, the contributor from Slam Magazine. He's joining us on our celebrity guest line, driven by Stuart Cadillac. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple, and by SCORE, the Athletes Network. There is no off-season at SCORE at SCORE.com. Good evening, Lee. It's nice to have you with us.
Well, terrific. Happy New Year to yourself and all the listeners out there. And boy, when we talk about this Kentucky team, we're talking about the nation's best defensive team and possibly one that can, if you will, wire the field and go undefeated because they're that good, they're that talented, and it really starts with Willie Cauley-Stein. One of the few non-All-Americans that are on that roster, a guy who's the leading candidate for defensive player of the year, really a disruptor, blocks shots, gets a lot of steals, and brings an energy level that, if you will, takes the entire team on his back.
And he is, what, a 7-foot junior. From an NBA standpoint, what do you anticipate that what he'll be able to do when he takes his game to that next level?
Well, I see him a lot like a JaVale McGee. It's a question whether or not offensively, if he can really spend some time develop a handful of bona fide post moves. He's a guy that's going to excel in transition. He'll be a great defensive asset. The question will be, can you count on him for offense in the half court? If without development, I see him like a JaVale McGee. I think with some time, I think he's got a tremendous upside and could end up being a guy that 5 years from now the borderline of being an all-star caliber center in this league.
Okay, Lee Klein, the contributor with Slam Magazine, joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love for you to join and connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And, of course, when you talk about Kentucky, they have been flat-out dominating, decimating opponents. I want to get your thoughts. I really thought Louisville might have a chance and pull off the upset. What did you think of that game?
Well, I didn't think Louisville, while they played a fantastic defensive effort, they just don't have enough offensive weapons. In some ways, they're still in transition, trying to replace not just Russ Smith as a go-to guy and a go-to scorer in the clutch, but more so Luke Hancock, a dependable three-point shooter, a guy to stretch the defense. And you saw without that, when you play this Kentucky team, they just are so disruptive. It becomes a nightmare for opponents. And that's what Louisville faced. As many opportunities as they were able to get off of turnovers, they just could not convert them. Chris Jones really scuffled during the game. And Montrezl Harrell is a terrific athlete, a great player, but not a great offensive player. He has a limited arsenal and just one that, not enough offensive weapons. But I do think, when you talk about the ACC and Louisville and the top of that ACC with five quality teams, certainly going to be a great conference to watch, probably the best conference when we talk about the very top, maybe not the depth of it. And for Kentucky, the interesting thing is the guy that's played the biggest and the best, probably not the biggest pro and definitely not the biggest on the roster, it's Tyler Ulis.
Oh, yeah.
He's been money. And Cal's done a great job in calling his number and not being afraid to put Andrew Harrison on the bench.
What is your belief, Lee? Do you think that Kentucky, they will go undefeated this year? I think that is the consensus. Or who perhaps does have the legitimate shot? And is that quality opponent that can pull off the upset this year?
Well, I think what happens is the pressure of undefeated takes a lot more teams down than a specific opponent. And it just builds on you, and it's something that every team's got to talk about, and so it takes your eye away from the focus of the opponent. And so I think that's one of the reasons why Kentucky will not end up undefeated, is not because other teams will be better than them. It just becomes too much pressure. And let's keep this in mind. Wildcats are not a great offensive team. If, you know, it's a team that sometimes it's three-point shooting, escapes. Ulis has been big, but other guys haven't really shot it exceptionally well. And it's one that you could see them, if you will, offense kind of escape, focus escape, and then losing in Baton Rouge or a place like that in the dog days of the SEC tournament.
Well, Kentucky is a team, it's obviously they have incredible depth. I mean, their B team, we were talking about this last week on the show. It could start anywhere else in the country as they have just been completely, you know, breaking down teams. Who has been, I mean, it's got the who's on this roster. I mean, who has, though, perhaps surprised you a bit and impressed you the most, Lee?
I think the two freshmen, you know, I think Devin Booker and Tyler Ulis are two guys that have come in and have really, if you will, have provided not only the outside shooting, but the energy level to be able to take this team when it has off moments and be able to go and just step right in. So Devin Booker, who's a terrific three-point shooter, underrated athlete, really does a nice job in, if you will, in complimenting Ulis. And then Ulis being a point guard, a guy that's able to, if you will, you know, make the people around him better and to hit the open three-point shots, and most importantly, knows his limitations. I think that's a sign of a great player. This biggest sign is any. Know your limitations. Don't do more than you're capable of doing. Two guys have been impressive to me.
Mm-hmm. You are listening to the voice of Lee Klein, contributor with Slam Magazine, covers college hoops. He also owns and operates the prestigious five-star basketball camps, and we're going to highlight that here in just a moment. But all of our listeners across the country, Lee, tell them where they can check in with you and connect with you online.
Well, you can always follow me on Twitter at Lee Allen Klein, L-E-I-G-H-A-L-A-N Klein, K-L-E-I-N. And then we'll have a great array of camps and clinics this spring and summer at our five-star basketball camps all throughout the country, whether it be here in New York or where you are in Texas, all throughout. There's for the passionate player, there's a great opportunity for you to elevate your game at five-star.
Okay. Head coach John Calipari has already won a national championship at Kentucky, played in another last season. But would you agree that this team, this year, could even be better than any of those other ones in the past?
Well, I won a couple years ago with Anthony Davis and Michael Gilchrist. I mean, you had two picks. I think they went, you know, 1 and 2 in the draft. I don't know if you're going to see that this year. While you have great talent, I don't think you have that elite talent. I mean, Carl Anthony Towns is a top three pick in probably this June's draft. I think what he was able to do with that team is get them to buy into really being unselfish and a fantastic defensive team. I like to see this team improve offensively in order to match up to that team, but they're deeper than that team and they're capable if, you know, once again, that three-point shooting, they're right around 31%. That's got to improve. If that will improve, what makes them so dangerous is their offensive rebounding capability and just how many guys they have to attack the glass. So we'll see. I think this, you know, for Cal, this becomes sort of the, in many ways, if he wins the national title again, once you get your second, you're talking about a guy that should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Right.
So this, in some ways, is his legacy. Winning this year, this team, and that in many ways could be Cal's legacy.
Okay, we're getting ready to wrap it up with Lee Klein from Slam Magazine. Quickly, give us a hit on your prestigious five-star basketball camp. And well, this time has gone way too fast. I have so many other questions that I want to get into.
Well, the best part about my job is to get an opportunity to play a role in some of these kids' development, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old. And now we see them here in college basketball. You see a kid like, whether it be Javon Staten at West Virginia, or Justin Anderson of Virginia, kids like that, that you had an opportunity to teach them one or two things, and they took it from there. They were confident, they worked on it, and now here they are when you talk about, you know, the wooden watch list and guys of that caliber. That's what makes this, you know, so special when you get a kid like Quinn Cook and you see him here as a senior being instrumental as part of a team that's got a legitimate chance to win the whole thing.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Absolutely.
Much more. New Year.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you, and much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.